The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise his end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Sang it in song, we really mean it from the depth of our heart. And can we hear that sweet incense and pour it out to the throne? Pour it out to the throne. Oh, we bless you, Father. And we just give you praise from the depth of our heart. We thank you. We thank you. And we bless you, Father. Oh, we bless you. In few seconds, can I hear you say things out? Go ahead. Sweet things to his name. Go ahead. Go ahead. Say sweet things to his name. Oh, we bless you, Father. And we bless you. Bless you. Yahweh, Yahweh, where will that be if not for you? That's why I sing. Yahweh, Yahweh, I worship you. I worship you. There is nothing, there is no one like you. Yahweh, my Elohim. There is nothing, there is no one. Can you lift your voice and sing it? There is nothing, there is no one like you. Yahweh, my there is nothing, there is no one like you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you are excited to be in church? Are you sure? Give him a big, big clap. Amen. Now hold on a minute. You are permitted to be touched. But when it gets to the point of the meal that concerns God, worship, don't be touched about it. Give God a big clap. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God. Is he worthy to be praised? Can we give him a big shout? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Quickly this morning, we're going to intercede. Last week, we prayed for the family of the young chap that was, how do I put it now? All right? Allegedly killed in school by his colleagues. And I told you that whenever the devil succeeds in doing something, he stays there. All right? How many of you saw the news of a bus, the bus now a lorry, running into students? Now, never you think that those things they are things that should happen. They are not. It is not every loss on the earth that God has immediate replacement for. Some things it takes a long cycle for what the devil has stolen to be restored. Yes. And I tell you, if you understand the times, you understand things, know that the devil is just staying around that area. Let's pray for children. Some of them most of them on holiday now. Pray. And let's intercede that we speak the blood of Jesus. We speak the blood of Jesus over them. We rebuke evil, Lord. Can you please lift your voice loud and clear? Now, amen. Amen. Any attempt to handle intercession casually is an attack on the fellow you are interceding for. Don't pray. Why are you praying like you're on Sunday? You get what I'm saying? Are you touch about these things? Can you lift your voice loud and clear and plead the blood? The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Over children. Please pray for them. Pray. Oh, Jesus. Oh, mate, keep feeling in Makai. The Habaka, Idemaka, Vende Kofilatish. Oh, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Hallelujah. Myself and one of my brothers, who happened to be a pastor also in this city, were talking. And he said something really shocking happened in the hospital. A child was brought. About 6 months old. The child was feeding. Then the child choked. And the child died. And I said, while I was carrying the child in his hand, I said, pap was coming out of the nose. Now I've seen children choke many times. These things are not normal. Don't, please, I beg you in the name of God. Alright? When that time comes to pray. Is that okay? Is that clear? Are you following what I'm saying? People who are really fine on earth, they pray. So pray. Lift your hands. Now you stretch your hands towards the four cardinal points, the south, the west, the east, everywhere. We cover children with the blood. Go ahead. You can turn to any side as led. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed of fashion against them in this season beyond shall prosper. Please pray. Please pray. 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 Don't be quiet about it. Pray. In Jesus' name we are praying. Father, we ask, we activate the operation of angels. The angels of these children that you said continually are before your face. We stop all the works of darkness. All the attempts to make family cry. We stop them now in the name of Jesus. And we decree it shall not stand, neither will it come to pass. In the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. We bless you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Give the Lord a big hand. Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you, Streams of Life, for blessing us. Please be seated. Thank you. We're supposed to continue in our book review this morning, but the Lord spoke to me. So we have to continue on Tuesday. Is that okay? How many of us have been blessed by that review? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke to me and then gave me an instruction. Of a major assignment, and I believe that for God to have given this instruction, there's someone that God has in heart. Is that okay now? For this. And the title of my brief teaching this morning is how to come out of tough times. How to come out of tough times. Can you say loud and clear, how to come out of tough times? Say it again, how to come out of tough times. Now let me show you a scripture. Give me that scripture, James 5:13. James 5:13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Yes. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Yes. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven. But go back to verse 13. I want you to pick something there. Alright? Is any afflicted? Let him pray. Now let me show you another scripture. John chapter number 16 verse 33. John chapter number 16 verse 33. John 16, 33. Give us that scripture quickly. So I'm going to have to read that same scripture in the Passion Translation. John 16, 33. Hold on a minute. Church, are you there? If you are there, say amen. Alright. Look at it. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Say, in him we have peace. Let's look at it again. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations. Tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Can we read this together again? 1, 2, 3, go. Now look at it. The Passion Translation says, and everything I've taught you is so that the peace which is in me will be in you and will give you great confidence as you rest in me. For in this unbelieving world, you will experience trouble and sorrows, but you must be courageous, for I have conquered the world. Now, I listened to Evangelist Riad Bonke, was speaking about one of his encounters with an atheist. And the fellow said, his theory to prove that God doesn't exist, all right, is that if God is truly God, you know, there are many troubles and there are many theories around the existence of God. The first is when you get people to be convinced, first, that God is a reality. And they tell you that the God in the Old Testament is not the same as the God in the New. And they have different things to justify that the God in the Old Testament is vindictive, is judgmental, and all those things. So the guy was saying that if God is truly true, how can God be God that you say he is? You mean he's all powerful? Yes. You mean he's all loving? Yes. Is all knowing? Yes. And that same God is seated on his throne. When a trailer, the brake failed and ran into dozens of students and many of them died, with a woman having 3 children amongst them. I said, okay. Is that God also where you say he is? That COVID came and thousands of people in different nations died. You need to see what happened in the UK. They were packing people, bodies, in trucks. And you mean there's a God on earth? You say, okay. Now let's look at the history of war. Look at what happened between the Jews and the Nazis. Am I right? Out of how many million Jews were exterminated? 6 million Jews. Most of them killed with gas. You know what that means? You have a room that can conveniently contain 50 people. Then you pack 200 inside. No ventilation, just a small hose, a small hole where you pass a pipe and release the pipe chemicals. And then after a few minutes, you know what, for over 200 people in batches. And some people will be standing in those trucks. Some of them were actually killed in trucks. And watch, there are people entering that place and knowing that they will never come back alive. And like that, 6 million were killed. Look at the Rwanda, the genocide, the Hutus and the Tutsis. In 30 days, How many million people? Over 2 million people with machetes. Not with bombs. 2 million. And yet God is on the throne. You know, people have thought about the problem of the world in itself, and because of that has entered into atheism. Sometimes the question is, well, the kind of things I'm going through also, are you telling me God is on the throne? And then he will allow somebody to go through this kind of wahala, and you tell me God is on the throne. Are you aware there are people, if you listen to their stories truly, you'll be tempted to ask, hold on a minute. In year 2004, 2005, there was a matter that happened. A young man was driving in Lagos, riding his bike, and mistakenly his bike brushed the car of a naval officer, and an argument broke out, and the man got into his vehicle, brought out his gun, and shot that guy in the forehead, and the guy died. So I followed that story. After a while, we found out that the guy that was shot was actually the only son of two dead parents. The father died while the mother was pregnant. The mother died after she gave birth to him. The only one they have on earth, yet was killed like that. How more wicked can a story be? Talk to me. You look at people go through issues, tribulations, sufferings, and you have belief in your heart that they are going to be free and all that, and they go through it in vain and die. It is not all bad stories that have good ending. Are you following what I'm saying? People truly suffer in this life and die. And many die with hope, believing it will get better. Sometimes you see people that they are the ray of hope from a very thick cloud of darkness called the lineage. It looks like they are the ones that will break everything. But one thing leads to another, they also die. How more wicked can it be? So that guy who was an atheist was putting all these things to Riyad Bunker, saying these are the reasons, these are the factors we have to believe that God doesn't exist. Can't tell, even you as a person, will you be at home and watch your children kill themselves? Talk to me now. Talk to me. If you have small children, once you don't hear their voice, you know something is up. You need to hear them to know you are safe. A boy who is loud, 1 hour, not 1 hour is too long. You run after him. What are you doing? Are you finding out he's cooking your weave on? Are you following what I'm saying? Or the girl now, using petrol for lipstick. You say, what's this? Different kind of things. And Riyad Bunker said, there's something right about your story. Even me too, I don't believe soaps exist. Say, soap, what's your problem? We have proofs for that. Said, no, I don't believe. If soap exists, look at, why should people be dirty? Have you been to developing nations where you see people who have not had their bath for days and all those things? People, in fact, apologies to those who are watching us online internationally. Africans are even still trying. I've hung around a few whites and I can tell you, sorry, please guys, you know, that's what I'm saying. We love you. Africans are trying. I can tell you, my God, I don't know the name they call it. Is there ablution or whatever? If soaps exist, why should people get dirty? So Riyad Bunker now told him. He said, you see, soaps are a reality, the same way God is. But you have to go to where the soap is, pick it and apply it for it to work. As long as you are not going to God, his existence will look like a mirage. Because in this world, you shall have tribulation. That's part one. But the part two is this. Now, look up. Are you aware that it is possible for a believer, a child of God, who is very, very genuine, to face tribulation? talk to me now. Talk to me. You know, one of the problems we have with insensitivity of people is that we have people who didn't go through process in seat of power. One day I listened to a serving senator in Nigeria said he has never sweat in his life. The only time he has ever sweat was when eating otamala. How can you possibly know that as we are about to celebrate Christmas now, believe you me, there is a family somewhere that cannot afford a cup of rice. Don't think it is too simple for you. No, that can't be possible. I'm telling you. Don't go on Facebook to do giveaway. Go to the street. That's where the people who can't even afford the data to see the giveaway, that's where they exist. Saw the video of a woman who sold her son that she gave birth to for 125,000. Our own child. Do you know what it is for a woman to carry a child for 9 months? All the things women go, women, I celebrate you. Okay. You guys are, I bless God for you. No. I've been seeing my wife. I told her, it doesn't matter number of times you want to do more, do it. What's my problem? Do Mother's Day every day. These women are strange people. Powerful, more powerful than you can think of. As a man, I don't think anybody wants to test me to carry pregnancy for one day. What will you say is my offense? What will you say? Do you get what I'm saying? You can't bend down. You can't. My brother. And a woman will now give birth to that child and put the child into a sack. And by herself, sell the child to ritualists. For how much? People are going through. Let me give this instruction as I continue. If God has blessed you to the point that you can, your daily bread is no longer an issue, make sure this Christmas you put a smile on somebody's face. The smallest way to live is for yourself alone. Is that okay now? There are families that every Christmas coming brings them sorrow. Because they know the children will ask for Christmas clothes. They know they will ask for Christmas shoes. So it is very possible. Is it possible for a Christian to have miscarriage? Yes, it does happen. Is it possible for a Christian to lose a child? It does happen. Is it possible for a Christian to lose a wife? It does happen. To lose a husband? It does happen. Is it possible for a Christian to lose a job? Yes, happen. Even after doing something nice. Even after giving your tithe. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. I've seen churches get burnt. Church, the house of God, get burnt. It happens. Let me share a story with you. And I'm going to be graphical with this story. Years ago, I'm going to say it as it is, all right, so that you can understand the gravity. And in case if there's anyone in this situation, you will understand. I was serving in the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And I had a vision. I had a vision. In that vision, I saw Pastor here at Deboye carry a bottle of oil and was anointing people and was pouring it on people's head. Anointing, everybody knelt down in suit, and I was amongst them. When it got to my turn, he looked at the jar of oil he was carrying and said, "The oil has finished." Who amongst you will see this kind of vision and wake up smiling? I say, "Lord, I bless you." When it got to my turn, the oil, whatever it means that is in this man's life, when it got to my turn, he said, "Others have come for it. I give you praise. Glory." So I started a fast. But unfortunately, I shared that vision with people who don't understand the patterns of God. And as I shared the vision, the first question one of them asked me is that, are you living in sin? Is there something you are doing that God is angry with? Sincerely, with the way they bombarded me with that question, I didn't know again if I was living in sin. I said, please. I didn't know again. Okay. And all those things. So I started fasting. And I carried that burden in my heart for more than 2 years. Saying, is there something about my life? I was still preaching. What was 2 years? I had this vision in 2013. I never got answer to the vision until 2018, 5 years. So 5 solid years of preaching while I was thinking God has substituted me. Can you imagine the agony? Everything they said kept coming. Ah, there's something about my life now. Ah, Olua, what have I done? I did restitution. I'll call people. That time we were in secondary school, remember me? I'm telling you a real issue. Then, one day I was speaking with my spiritual father. And I was led to share that vision. He looked, said, I will just pray with you. I trust God to flesh whatever will discuss or discuss with me. And prayed for me. I left, the discussion didn't even do. I didn't get answers. Then about a few weeks after that, I had a vision. And I saw myself in the same place, wearing the same clothes, with the man of God wearing the same clothes, kneeling down where I was sitting down and crying out, why will oil finish when it got to my turn? And he said to me, you are kneeling down on the wrong queue. This is the queue for people. Now, so that queue was actually a queue for associate pastors in Redeem. So this is the queue for my sons that have been called to start a work. So I knelt down. Are you following what I'm saying? So I went to the right queue and I knelt down. And then I got anointed. The only reason why I never got the vision fleshed up was because instead of going to cry to God, I went to cry to men. And there are people with questions that nobody have answers to. Believe you me, not all pastors will, not every time that pastors will have answers to your questions. There are questions in your heart that only God can answer. Sometimes we are quick to label any form of misfortune that happens to a believer as product of their sins. It is not true. It is not true. A believer can go through. Last year, we had a case of one of my spiritual daughters. She gave her first fruit. She's working in the bank. As we say, everybody should give first fruit. People have testimonies, but answer the question. Is it everyone that have immediate testimonies? No. Some have been doing for 5 years. Nothing really serious in the physical to show for it. As a pastor, do you think you have answers to that? You don't. Don't try to sermonize. You don't have the answer. And after this one gave first fruit, something happened in the bank where she was working. Somebody came to make a legal withdrawal. Something. The money was close to $1 million or around that figure. And they said, the fellow who had done this, what the fellow has come to do, the fellow was not authorized, the fellow was scam and all that. And they will have to keep using your salary. And they were going to pay her 40% or so till the money was complete. And I think the whole money got complete just last month. As she shared with me, I also went back to God. After obeying you, what do we have? You know, when you go to God as a man of God with that kind of question, he is king. He is not obligated to have your answer. He has it. He is not obligated to teach you. Because both you and the person, you are in the same school learning. The only thing I could say, we prayed and cried to God, myself and my wife, God will vindicate you. It may be now, it may be tomorrow, but a day will surely come in your life, you will look back and understand what happened. So believers can go through It can happen that there is a time that there is no tangible provision in the house for the family to feed. Yes, possible. Is that okay now? Say it is possible. Now. You must be able to distinguish between what is possible and what is necessary. If you want to run this race well, with nothing missing, nothing broken, distinguish between what is possible and what is what? Necessary. Let me ask you a question. Is it possible for a believer to be sacked? Talk to me now. Talk to me. In all honesty, is it possible? But believe you me, is it necessary? Please talk to me. I know this is a very sensitive point we are dealing with at this point. I don't know for whom God has asked me to teach this. So answer those questions. Is it necessary? Is it possible for the house of a believer to be burnt? Has it happened before? Is it necessary? Let me give you an illustration. To everyone that I have in my circle, people who are immediate people who work with me, either driving, those who assist us domestically, knows that for you to break into that circle, for you, not all circles are free. Don't give people an impression that your heart is so large anybody can break to your circle. The devil can kill you that way and God will ask you why you came home so early. I am always, it is very rare for anybody to drive me on a trip and I sleep. I have just a few of them that do that and I sleep because there's been a lot of corrections over the years. When you get to that, when people come around me at that level, even in driving, there's a way you get close. Rule number one, don't drive me in such a way that somebody who is trekking or on bike will go and cry to God and say, God, why have you not given me a car also? Drive with love. If you don't know how to, you have to be in my car. I have people who go close to bike and shh. The person is like, I don't want to see that. If I drive on the road, see people trekking on bike and my heart breaks. I don't want to be a reason why anybody's heart will cringe. Though we are not, we can't help everybody's heart. But let's make sure, as a factor, to the best of our knowledge, we try. Number two, the devil wants me embarrassed. All he needs around me is careless people. Listen to me. It does not take anything for people to gather around a pastor and burn him to ashes on the road. All he needs is a careless driver. Drive carelessly, kill somebody, the driver as well. Who is fellow in the car? Hey, Petro, burn the fellow with all the grace, all the calling. Died. Is it necessary? No. Is it possible? Yes. Nobody sends your tithe. Somebody is in the house, much more than ever, those carrying something to give a generation, the devil wants them finished on time. So make sure the person who is in the house, who is cooking, is not somebody who sleeps up while doing it. It does not take anything for people to die. What I'm trying to say is, humanly speaking, do your best to filter the circle and make sure that everything that operates, at least before we talk about the spirit realm, in the physical state, there is no room provided for the devil. Even the devil will not operate without open doors. Are you following what I'm saying now? Believers, are you following what I'm saying? Somebody is driving a car. While driving that car, the brake is failing, but you say, let me manage it for a while. Till the fellow will now eat with somebody, God forbid, and the fellow dies. And say, and we are praying, and we are doing this. You are praying, yes, we bless God for that, but are you careful enough? I heard the story of an NCCF papa that they cut off his head in Calabar. I can't remember the year. They cut off his head. Why? In the place where he was a papa, he had impregnated somebody in the family house, two in the school where he was working, then somebody's wife. Hear me. What I just described now, did it happen? Yes. Was it necessary? No. If due diligence has been done to check people's track record beyond the manifestation, beyond the anointing, the last prerequisite to check before you give anybody office is the anointing. The first is track record of faithfulness. That's the pattern of the apostles. Acts 6. That's the pattern. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, most times what the devil does is that he exploits open doors. And the injunction of Christ to believer is first, make no space for the devil. Before you talk about whether this is an attack, I'm still going to go into all those areas. Before you talk about whether this is this, make no space. Some of our friends, months back, God and house help to help them in the house. We went to visit them, we saw the girl. We just noticed we were not connected. One day, the wife woke up and said she lost her peace completely. Didn't know what was going on, didn't know what was happening. And then just called the girl. She said, let's go to the hospital for blood test. And they did blood test and found out she was HIV positive. Now, this is not stigmatization. Get me right. But this fellow has been allowed access to the children, feeding them, doing things, using the cutleries. Now, I have seen cases where an entire family of 7 tested positive. Believers. Entire family. I try to rack my head. Okay, what could they be sharing? What's happening? Is this right? Lift your right hand and say, I will make no space for the devil. Please, can you say it loud and clear? Say it again loud and clear. Say it again louder and clearer. Now, please understand me that this sermon is not an attempt to undermine or trivialize whatever it is that people are going through sincerely in their hearts, the things families are suffering. No. But I'm speaking from accumulation of scriptural truth that plays out in reality for us to know that the devil, as tricky as he is, will not be able to do anything until a small door is open. Let me speak about something else. Is that okay now? Let me come down to the level of singles. Either boys or girls. Let me start from the boys. I would like to always talk about this area. This is a guy saying that every girl I've asked out. Every girl. I don't want to look at anybody now. Let me just look at Jesus. Every girl I've asked out said no. Brother Ebulu. Everybody said no. Say, I think there's a family something. It's the idol for my father's house. They want to make sure. Now, before I deal with anybody praying for people about issue of delay or something, I'm not quick to lay hands and say we'll rebuke. No, there's nothing to rebuke yet. Let's check. What are the factors on ground? The way he is, if I'm a girl, will I like this one? Question one. So we check. When he was talking to me, did I perceive any odor? If yes, red flag. And listen to me, I'm pastor enough to tell you what people may not be able to tell you. Sit down. the way you dress, the kind of girl that will marry you must be brought from your village. The one that has never seen the city at all. This, listen to me, oh, this fellow that is saying girls are turning him down. How does he ask them out? He asks them out as if he wants to bewitch them. God has shown me you are my wife. And I'm giving you time to go and pray for it for the sake of your destiny. God bless you. Talk to me when you get your answer. At least 50% of these guys, you need to see the way they talk to you. Listen to me. You say because the girl is a prayer warrior or something. Whether prayer warrior, choir, usher, or as spiritual as they are, even my wife, women love sweet words. Women love sweet words. Brothers in church, women love, you might have played OO in 2020, 2021. OO, that is, it is nobody. Not OO, Odo. I am telling you now, come 2022, the chance you still do the same thing is high. Because you have not improved on yourself. You have not learned better things. You are only angry. All those sisters. Because those brothers have money. You too, what are you doing? Most brothers in... I'm sorry, guys. Please, I have your interest at heart. I defend you behind the scene. Is that okay now? But many times when I'm defending you, I know it won't work. Why are you people looking at me like this? Are you, I sincerely have your interest at heart, brothers. This brother dressed as if he's the savior of the world, carrying the load of sin. There is no tailor on earth that can slow same feet for him. No tailor. Nothing fits him. The trousers look like sack. The trouser. It looks like Kembe. You know what Kembe is? You call God or what Kembe Rebija. You are not God, but you wear Kembe. I understand it's a fashion sense. You get what I'm saying now? He does not know what tie to put on what shirt. Come looking like the guest pass. Like a misfortune. And then say, I perceive. No, you won't listen to me, sisters. Hold on. Let's balance it. If a guy comes to you in Jesus' name and it's not the will of, you are not attracted, don't you to reject him in Jesus' name. Make sure while giving the answer, you also heard God. You say God said you should come. Me too, I heard God saying you are not the one. Never let anyone use spirituality to quarantine you. God will not force his intentions on you. He's God. When I married my wife, I wasn't managing. If I was, I would never ask her out. My wife is not a dealing. I've said it again. God was not looking for a way to deal with me, then gave me this woman and say, then start trying to find your way around what I've given you. When Adam saw Eve, he said, wow. God, the first marriage he orchestrated, the guy saw the girl, said, wow. You think the pattern will change? Are you following what I'm saying here? This brother doesn't know how to build natural friendship, doesn't know how to own any communication, cannot sustain anyone for 10 minutes. The only thing he knows, scriptures. Have I shared? No, I used to be there. Let me share with you. I think I've shared with you before. The first sister I asked out in my life, the manifesto started around 12. At 5:30 in the evening, she asked me, I still don't know what you are talking about. I was sweating. If you're lonely, I think the one that breaks my heart the most is a guy that's trying to ask a girl out and he's calling her sister Jane, sister. Ochelofa Bure. Somebody needs to tell you. Are you following what I'm saying? You wear your trouser here like you're the professor of theology. And then come and say, hello. Hello what? You think as a girl is, she's also not fantasizing about a good man she wants to marry. Somebody she will look like, look at and thank God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now let's switch. Can we switch now? The first thing that catches my attention when I see a sister is the eyebrow. Is it like elbow they used to draw it? Or somebody did copy and copy, paste. And you look at the sister and say, my God, what is this? Everything God made is good. He fearfully and wonderfully made. But you have removed the wonderful and left the fearful. It has to be balanced. I don't know why you guys are laughing like this. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me say this to you. Using perfs is a sign of walking in love. You love your neighbor enough to give them something nice to perceive. It's a sign. Are you following what I'm saying? Let me say this to you. Religion targets women. Don't allow religion to cage you. I usually ask myself this question, and I'm saying it just, you know, get my heart. All those Elea. How do you used to know what you want to marry? They marry by faith? Eh? Alright. Now, hear me. Wait. You are seated here right now. After service, before any brother comes to shake you, you have left. On your Instagram, if they look at the picture from afar, it is clear this person is fine. But what is mysterious is that it is locked. So they check locked. How many of you are aware, brothers, am I right? You check people out sincerely. Talk to me. Yes. It looks like you've been spending time doing that. But let's leave that. Hold on a minute. An average guy, before he asks a girl out, has been checking her out. No man marries because he just say, I don't know why I love you, is a lie. He knows. He has checked you out. The things he will have to manage, he knows in his heart, this one, I can manage this one. He's in the realm of what I can manage. This one is not there. And please, listen to me. I understand that people have to hear from God to marry, but help their faith by looking good. Help their faith. Are you following what I'm saying? What did I say? Listen to me. Hold on a minute. The person that will end up marrying you is not going to fall from heaven. It was only Odudu what they said fell. No other human being on is going to fall. It will be in your circle of relationship. First, God will introduce the fellow to the circle. Make sure you are sociable. I shared a time in my life. I was with a sister. My God. I beg the guys, whenever she comes, why are you leaving the house? What's your problem? Stay, my friend, Joko's friend. Say, okay, Papa. Sit, Bonjour, Joko. As I'm seeing you, I'm encouraged. What's the issue? One day I got tired. I carry bench. I said, let's sit down in the compound and talk. Maybe if wind blow on us, you at least help me. Is dimensions. You know, the supernatural is, no, teacher, Mufe, Motarami. The angelic realm. As we are talking, I'll be saying, no. One day I asked, I said, what's your love language? Say prayer. Shanumi. We have not been able to discuss anything in reality. One day, I was asking for interest. I think one thing about this online thing is that I don't know who is watching. Also, I don't like to share many stories. One day I mistakenly, let me first share this one. I just saw, because she wears cap, that the hair is like something was off. So can I see it? I should have not asked. When I got about 17 scriptures, I said, no, don't worry. I'm telling you, the day I went to meet the sister and I said, Ma, I'm done. Okay? But I know what God told me. Thank you. I was singing songs of praise. Edakun. We know you love Jesus, but calm down. Calm down. Let me give you one last one. One last one. Most women, particularly those who are in ministry, don't become a man. Don't become a man. No man wants to stay with another man. Don't become a man. Very clear one. Many of us did not marry those who are escorts with us on campus. Point blank. I was on campus. I was the Joint Christian Campus Fellowship president. I had people who were there. While programs are going on, not using wig, not looking good, not all those things. They will not tell you, but everybody's getting scared. What was happening? While you are doing the package. God is not planning to push you to somebody's neck. Package. Tell your neighbor, package. And be feminine. Be feminine. When we have crossed those T's and dots those I's, and then let's now begin to now check for any spiritual condition. But most times, it doesn't get to that level. As a pastor, I get real fat. Sometimes I call some brother, I say, have you considered... What are you looking at now? Say, Amy. And sometimes some girls come to the office and say, some guys come and say, this girl, 84. You know what that means? She's, say for Larry, have you? Say the girl is, I say, I like this girl. I say, question one, are you sure? Are you sure it is mutual? I say, when we are praying together, she's looking at me like that. Yeah. A girl can be looking at you for many reasons. Sometimes she's pitying you. You say, when she's doing all this, say, hey. Call the sister. Alpha. I'm fine, Papa. I'm good. Okay. Is there anybody in your space saying, no? Anybody in sphere of life say, sphere of life? No. You've not considered that brother and you say, no match, no match. Ogunaye didn't cut that. There's something that's not been addressed. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let's leave that there. I think I should share one more story. Let me share one. I remember this one. I will not like if I don't share. Ojuyo. When I tell you I have no memory of my wedding day, the only joy set before me was my wife. One sister. She was asking out one of my boss. That one didn't agree. She jogged to his house around 5 a.m. in the morning. See, I was just jogging through and God said, I should just check. Get out now. Get out. After that episode, she now said, I'm her husband. It was somebody that on a normal day. If it was my friend that was telling me this, I would bite him. Why would you say this? What have I done? So, don't do me, but I will tell you why. One day, remember, I've shared this story before, remember now, so you can link it. I went to greet this. Something happened, she just come from somewhere, so I got two escorts myself, went to greet her, and she gave us amala. But as we were about to eat the amala, Nepa took light. But I had to eat by faith. So, I didn't ask. Normally, I don't eat without seeing what I'm eating. I will put, even with light, I'll put light. And it will see what I'm eating. So, but this time I said, look, let's eat my face. It doesn't look like we don't trust what we're eating. So I put the amala inside the soup, put it in my mouth. The head was down from my void. No taste. The state of the soup was terrible, formless. I squeezed it around it. Maybe the soup is hanging somewhere. Sometimes, you know, the way to swallow the soup like baptism. So, put it again. Nothing. No shele. Sister. So, I discovered that it was just a widow. And I was not 6 months old. It was just a widow. So, okay. Let me eat the meat. So I ate the meat. Everything bad there. Something is wrong. At this time, no more faith. Phone touchlight, bam. It was a wedu. The meat, I tell you, God standing as a witness was white, fungi. It was a meat from the wedding that was not washed. Sister, Kali Mahai, Dekede. No, it was after this event. She now said, I'm her husband. Wow. On top, say waiting. What will God say is my offense? And that's why I tell you that as a woman or as a man, you are either a form of blessing to your spouse or a judgment. That's the truth. That's the truth. Let me say this as prayer for 2022. Upgrade yourself. What God asks for you is for you, but it is in the upgraded version of you. Upgrade yourself. Don't wait for people to tell you that actually you are fine, but the way you are doing things, no. Upgrade. Sometimes there are physical causes of these things, and the body of Christ must not shy away from those realities. It mustn't. You must tell people the truth. This. Why not address this? Why not address that? Why not check the way you talk? You are the girl. You are the one posting on Facebook, joining feminists, and then you are insulting men, and they are checking you out and seeing all those things, and they are scared. Do you know you can be anointed and still sweet? Talk to me now. Talk to me. You can. I told my wife, and we got married. You see, men, you have to learn to be honest. I said, there's something that I hate. Yeah. Two, an abomination against destiny. Number one, I don't like the fact that many women were good-looking, fantastic individuals until they married. Then rapper becomes a dress code. That you have said I do is not enough. Give your husband something to chase. Is that okay now? Who are newly married? They're newly married. Are you following what I'm saying here? You like rapper? I know you. I know what you don't like. You like rapper? It's not, well, anyway. What is shame because I work for me, so, you know what I'm saying? This is not a doctrine. I was speaking as a man. See, babe, I speak as a man. You are married to a man. Then he's of God. But man, the man now is the one talking to you. That one. So he wrote him. When I saw my wife, first time she came to church, she was not wearing earring. I did not picture what God is sending me to do. I'll marry a woman who is not. I didn't picture that. I was also not going to force it. But I know it can become a template for the church. I pray she's not watching now. My mother-in-law knelt down. Who were you there, daddy? You were, he was there. Kneel down and say, please. let's agree before between us and God now. Tell us that our daughter will not use makeup. Post my wife's face. Post my wife's face. See, you don't use makeup. She don't wear earring. Ah, I said, Mommy, I cannot. I cannot. I will say, Mommy, I'm ready to please, I give. What are you posting? See. Oh God. Oh, that's who I married. It's not management system. I'm blessed. By this time last year, they were making me do Jimmy, press up and say, oh yeah, Eddie, oh yeah, attention. Hey. That's the result of the attention. Hey, listen to me, don't lie. I didn't lie. My wife herself slept and had the vision that I went to open her hair. You see? I said, God is showing you what I shall do. God is so honest. So honest. And he knows I'm so honest. He went ahead to prepare the way. Say, we shall do it. Say, do you like it? Say, well, ah. Don't like it. One more. Like it. I say, let me take my wife to ShopRite. Yeah. When she came with you. I say, glory. Some people may like it without it, but I'm a pastor. I go different places to minister. I see all kinds. Don't lie. Don't lie. I don't like this thing you are using. I don't like it. Don't pretend. Don't pretend. Babe. My wife said, now I've become master, bro. I don't even have to be saying anything. You know, by the grace of God, there's couples dinner. What date again? 22nd of December. Couples dinner. Fantastic dinner. Make sure you are there. Is that okay now? I'll be speaking at the dinner. Make sure you are there. There are things I would have loved to say that I will say at the dinner when we get to the dinner. In what? Be praying for us at home. Please sit down, Pastor. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said, praise God. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying here? Be honest. Before I married my wife, was my wife the... there are things, so, and you need honest people to tell you. I say, young man, adjust your life this way. Set it that way. Adjust your life. One guy went to meet my wife and told my wife that she's his wife. And then she should not miss her destiny. So she should respond, my wife. My wife was in a relationship. She was in a relationship. They were going to marry my wife. And they both checked their blood group and genotype. It was AA, both of them. Then, before things go forward, they now check it. Now, AS. Me that I was pastoring here. What God said I should be doing. And I'm not going about touching people's daughters. I'm asking God, when will you bring her? Say, she that shall come. They are now in a relationship. Ah. God brought her. And the guy used to listen to me. He follows my teachings. He was even the one that told my wife to follow my teachings. See, there's a pastor I want to be listening to. Awkward, no introduce here. So, when we did our introduction, today is our wedding anniversary, so I can share stuff. When we did our introduction, some people were coming to greet me, congratulations. When one shook my hand, I didn't like this guy. I don't like you. I can't pretend. I don't like you. I told my wife, me, like boy now, who is that guy? See, he's the one.
Say, okay, well, don't come to me. Sit down, sit down. You see what?
Sit down. Ah. Water has flowed. Pass on that bridge. Ah. God bless that service we had and my wife came. She don't know what brought her down. Just say she felt like coming to service. And then just sat down. Sat down towards my left. I just saw, this is my mentee now. I've been mentoring this one. I'm like, okay, you're welcome. And after service, I was counseling and she came and sat in front of me. For the first time, one human being was sitting in front of me as a girl and they say, I feel so privileged. I looked at her again. Ah, talking to me, looking at my face. Ah. I said, wow, this feels like home. It's home. It's home. All of you who are single and searching, God will answer your prayer. You see the problem? You are still saying the amen with echo. I said God will answer your prayer. That kind of amen, you should stand up and say, so let me tell you why. Somebody might have been looking at you and thought you are engaged. I said God will answer your prayer. Set you are. Are you following what I'm saying there? I have 7 more minutes. Let me quickly give you a few things. Tough times can come as a result of many things. It is not always directly demonic. It can be a result of many things. Tough time can be a product of many things. Alright? Can be a product of many things. So there's the wisdom aspect. Before you can try to fight it, understand what is the cause. Is that okay now? There's always a pro cause. What's the cause behind this oppression? Why are we going through this? Why am I going through this? Is that okay now? Understand the cause so you can know how to attack it. My God. People are, this one is still, when she's still new, she's still upgrading in that place. Upgrading. People are in the past. Better come to where Jesus is. Hallelujah. Amen. My God. When you are blessed, you are blessed. Forget it. Forget it. You are blessed, you are blessed. If I take my wife out, and a guy is looking at my wife twice, won't she have a problem? What's your problem? I'm a pastor, but my face... on the face front. My sister. I'm not Abraham. I'm Femi Lazarus. It's not my sister. It's my wife. Praise God. So understand. Now, tough times can be a product of, can be from either of these 5 things. Number one, can be a product of sin. I'm not saying it's always a product of sin. Can be. The fact that there is a bridge of honor towards God. Alright, can actually give room to a season that is dangerous. Can be a product of sin. Somebody can put his hand into sin and then the enemy afflict the fellow. Can be a product of sin. Is that okay now? Sin can bring a dangerous season. The Bible says that good understanding brings favor, but the way of a transgressor is hard. Sin can make the way of a man hard. For instance, one of the leading root causes of poverty that goes beyond a generation is sexual sin. Whenever a man engages in sexual sins, the people that can be destiny lifters for him will sleep with all of them. And then, sin requires, it requires high level of maintenance. Sin requires high level of maintenance. The money that the family should have built houses with, done many great things with, and then they are used to maintain side chicks. Side chicks. Sin. Somebody is in a place of work, changing figures, manipulating dates, and the fellow gets sacked. That's not for righteousness. That's a sin. Are you following what I'm saying now? That's a sin. A student sent to go to school went there to join cult. That's a sin. Can get rusticated for that purpose. Avoiding lectures. That's not right. They paid that money. As a matter of fact, it is a sin to sow seed with your first fruit and with your school fees. Your school fees is not the first fruit. It's not your own fruit. It's your parents' fruit. It's for your own academics. You don't give tithe out of school fees. It's for school. Go and pay it. You don't go and pray during lecture hours. You will get the anointing you are looking for, but you will drop out. Because these are spiritual laws. You do it, you get things out, but your life will just go bad. You must understand how to put the first things first. Is that okay now? Sin. Number two, carelessness can bring tough time. Careless with people. Careless with relationships. Careless with access. Access is a gift. It's a privilege. Careless with it. You lose things. You lose people. You lose favor. Tough time comes. Carelessness. Carelessness with the voice of God. What God is saying. You don't just receive prophecies. You write them down and war with them. All these things are volatile. Spiritual resources are volatile. God has said this concerning your life. In 2022, I am bringing this to be. If you forget it, it will not happen. That's the reason why most Christians go through the same circle. I was watching a video of Bishop Oyedepo, and he told them to bring briefcase of books. Things he has written. Briefcase. A very meticulous approach to life. And many of you are using jotters that is shared at the burial. As if the fellow didn't die, you won't write. Are you following what I'm saying? Burial jotter, apologies, I didn't see what you are holding. Marriage jotter, freedom jotter, many things. Olimo, you have it here in church. You don't know what that is? You don't know what Olimo is? You don't know what Olimo is? I saw the video of a girl on Instagram saying, I just discovered that some people are wearing Akrika. What do you call it? Ah, Iwo, Alakada. Where are you coming from? Listen to me. Listen to me. Even when God gives favor, it must be maximized. It must. Let me tell you one of the ways we are careless. It is carelessness with people. People who come to our lives in a season that they are not looking anything like it. And you treat them based on that season, not based on their real world. Carelessness. Are you following what I'm saying here? Carelessness. When you are careless with anything, it does not appreciate in your life. Carelessness. Number what now? Number three, lack of recognition. The sons of Issachar understood times and season, and their brethren were at their command. Ecclesiastes 3:11-12. God makes everything beautiful in its own season. It is not enough for a season to come. You must recognize it. What season am I now at this phase of my life? You must recognize it. Recognize people. Listen to me. Everybody in your life must have a definition. Everybody in your life must be defined. You must be able to define them. Don't just have people. Recognize people. Recognize the level that they are. Recognize where God is taking them to. And let your relationship with them be according to that. Are you following what I'm saying here? So I can't remember where I saw this. I think a friend put this out at some point. Can't remember if I can see it. About relationship cadres in your life. And I love it. Good. He said there are know how to discern a person's role in your life and correctly place them at the proper level. So knowing how to discern a person's role in your life and correctly place them at the proper level is a priceless skill to develop. Here are the levels. Strangers, acquaintances, sisterly, brotherly. The first one is strangers. Those who are strangers, admit that they are strangers. Now hold on a minute. Anybody who can weep with you when you weep and cannot rejoice with you when you rejoice cannot be your confidant. Listen to me. You don't know best friends from the days you are mourning. Anybody can hang around. Some love it because now you feel equal. I'm telling you what life is. When disaster happens, some are happy that you are back to their level. But you should know the ultimate test of friendship when they are still secure when the lifting comes. Don't put a traitor around your house. Don't say, I didn't warn you. Don't do that. Are you following what I'm saying? And see, you don't have the business of today you are close with this, you have cut off. Tomorrow you are close with that. You have cut. Before you start having offenses, many broken walls, broken relationships, measure people before you allow them in. Simple. Don't just open up anyhow. I say, how good about you are. Measure people. Anybody can weep with you when you weep. But check those who are still around and are truly happy. Particularly when what you are rejoicing about is what they don't have yet. You have strangers, you have acquaintances, you have sisterly, brotherly relationship. Not everybody that you meet in church qualifies to be your best friend. There are serpents and scorpions in church too. Confident, then covenant. Covenant. Confident and covenant. Maybe the only balance I will have to it is that make sure that the fellow who is confident is also in the covenant cycle. And let me say this to you. What many people need to know is that the circle does not honestly have to expand. It does not. I'm not saying you should stop making new friends. Give people a space to prove themselves. But not just anyhow. Another mistake people make around relationships is that when one person disappoints you, you attack the whole institution. The institution is sane. The people may change. Let your actions and your reaction be a product of revelation, not a product of what people do or how they are behaving. If you have a good heart and everybody that comes to your circle takes that heart for granted, that doesn't mean you should become cruel and bad also. This fellow is not deserving of the measure of benevolence you have shown. Make sure you still have it to find someone who deserves it and release it. That is who you are. You are not doing it based on what they are. People are ever changing. Recognize people. Don't fight your lifters. Don't fight. In fact, honor all men. Don't be rude. Rudeness is a lazy man's way of imitating strength. One of the ways you know people don't have self-esteem is that they will talk you down to the level of their esteem. People will talk others down. They don't feel qualified to speak to you at the level that you are. They will reduce you, either through gossip or attack. When you come to that level, they now feel tall and then begin to speak. It's like people who are smoking in their hemp. Abuse is a way of getting high. It's a sign of low self-esteem. Recognize people. Don't be the one saying, Abel, what can people give me? What? Please understand, God used men for men. Understand this, God used men for men. What did I say? God used men for men. The next thing you are asking God for is not going to drop from heaven. It's in the level of relationship you need to maximize. You need to. One of my wonderful brothers, not blood brother, kingdom brothers, was staying with me in the house. And he was sick. And he threw up. We took him to the hospital. He threw up. The nurses were all, hey, I gotta pack up. Use my hand and pack everything and mop the floor. He looked at me and he shed tears. Say, Pastor Femi, you use your hand. He was sick. And he was crying. Let me say this to you. I think I was sharing this with one of our friends. One day after service, I got a call. One of my family members. And she said to me, myself and my daughter, we've been trekking for the past 3 hours. We cannot go home again. I just said I should call you. Anything you can send right now will be okay for transport. So I picked my phone. And I sent her something beyond transport. And I noticed she didn't call back on time. It took about an hour. She called back. And said, see, when that money came in, we had to first eat and then pour water on our head. And then, now she said a statement. She said, if anybody had told me that Femi, you are the one that will be there for me in a day like this, I would not have agreed. You know why? Because of the things he had done to me in past. You never can tell those that will be there for you in the days of lowest season. Don't rate men anyhow. Keep quiet and learn. It takes a while to prove people. Don't don't do it emotionally. Somebody has done something you don't understand. Now, you're out. Don't do that. Give people benefit of doubt. Are you feeling what I'm saying? You never can tell those that will be there at the lowest face. Honor men. Discern people. Treat them well. There's a family I know. Somebody came to stay with them. Oh God, I'm past my time. Somebody came to stay with the family. Was one of the younger brothers of the husband. Please get me right. I'm just telling you a story. I'm not picking sides or anything. You pick side. And several times the guy will be locked outside, pour water on him, many things. I couldn't tell what you two was doing wrong. You always know the story. Two sides are always wrong. But these were the reactions. At some point, the guy was locked out at night and then had to go sleep somewhere that same night and never come back. And I got back to the house and then started his business that he was learning under the man, continued that business, and then God lifted him and became a billionaire. Let me tell you, this story I'm telling you, this person I'm talking about is one of the leading billionaires in this city. That woman that was pushing him out, there is none amongst our children as I speak that is doing well in life. It is not everybody that have the spirit of forgiveness. Be careful of how you treat people. The guy didn't pick anybody up, didn't assist anybody. I'm telling you a story I know. Buddy. Honor, from the way you treat house elves to the way you treat people, honor all men. You don't know where your children will get to. Honor all men. Number what now? Tough time can be as a result of a season. This fellow is in a season. Can be in a season where things are the way they are. In Luke 4. From Luke 3, Jesus was baptized in the river of Jordan. In Luke 4, the Spirit of God led him to the wilderness. That was the season to be tested of the devil. Alright? And in those days, he had nothing. That was the season. We have read this scripture again and again in this church. By now, you should know it. Deuteronomy 8:3, and thou shalt remember the way which Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness to test you, to humble you, to prove you, to know what is in your heart, to know whether you deny him or not. And he said, afterwards, when you were hungered, it caused you to eat manna, which neither you nor your fathers know, that you may know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed. Now, listen to me. When what you are going through is as a result of a season, that is, you are in a season where you are just starting something, it will take a while to mature. You must be discerning to know when that season not to expire. If you are not discerning, they will be giving you pick 2, pick 5, and you'll be there longer than God wants you to stay. So in every season you get to that is not right, ask God, what is the most important lesson you want me to learn? When you learn it, you are good to go. Learn the lesson. For instance, a guy who is trusting God for a wife, people are not forthcoming. Everyone you see, men like trees. And you're asking God, what is the lessons of singleness? Sleep. It caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. When Adam slept, dropped anxiety, dropped the quest, dropped everything. Then God was not able to walk and brought out a rib with which he made a woman. Don't marry what you should name because you are not sleeping. Sleep. Are you following what I'm saying here? Number 5, a negative season can be a product of an attack. Yes. Don't be ignorant of the device of the enemy. Be sober but vigilant. For the devil, your adversary, is roaming about like a wounded lion looking for whom to devour. Be sober, be vigilant. Don't give occasion to him. Pray. Pray. Be emptying him from your circumference. Pray. And don't just pray. Look at it. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse, let's start from verse 3. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we would not walk after the flesh. Look at it. Quickly, what are those there? 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 3. What I'm doing now, I'm past my time. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Yes? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Believers, understand warfare. Understand warfare. Pray! Don't be so touched that you believe nobody is against you. Don't get to that point. You are all loving. You believe everybody has your kind of heart. Don't do that. Pray. Listen to me. I married my wife. I've been a pastor for years. I married my wife last year. Despite the fact that I've been doing this job, this work, For more than 11 years, I married my wife. The security guys on the wedding day, I still give a few of them instruction. Sherry, that woman, if she stand up, if you have to beat her, do it. You see this one? Must not come to that place to come and spray money. Let me tell you why. Choose the battles you will fight. Choose your battles. Don't say, I know who I am. Okay. Telling you. Are you following what I'm saying? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Give me Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6 from verse 10. Ephesians 6, 10. Quickly. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Yes. So you read, put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to stand against the wiles. Against what? The wiles. Say it, be able to stand. Families, fortify yourself. Young people, fortify yourself. Fight in prayer. Fortify yourself. Last week I had a vigil with you showing you 7 things to pray against in 2022. This week I'm still going to have more vigils with you. Is that okay now? Are you ready for that? And on Saturday we are still here for prayer stretch. Is that okay now? I said, is that okay now? Dr. Dike Odukoya went to minister on OAU campus. Sorry, I've mentioned the campus already, but I have to share the story. It was another season where people were saying that there's nothing like deliverance ministry. Ah, we know the world. Glory! 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 We know the word. He came. You know they will still come. And while he was ministering, he said, hey, I see somebody. I see what looked like a dog coming out of a sister's cat now. From among those who are saying glory, a lady began to do woo. Oh, I'm back on glory, Mole. He's been there. Pray. Pray. And that's why we have to be a balanced church. There's not like a word church or a spirit church. It is the spirit and the word. Believers must be skillful in warfare. Be skillful. Are you following what I'm saying now? You start perceiving that the devil is trying to change his dimension and come in a way. You get up in the middle of the night. Kamboku bakai. Ika. Pray. And roa. Let demons know that if you come against this person one way, it's going to rise in 7 ways. Don't give room for the devil. Don't let them kill your family members before you start praying. Once you are perceiving it, a likubai, ego kopara, yange kubaka. No day pass without me laying hands on my wife and my daughter. I lay hands on them every day. Lakupakanda kabaya brebeke. As young as our daughter is right now, even that, lay hands. I've been doing that since she was in the womb. No soldier that starts fighting in the middle of the battle is a skillful soldier. Fight. Attack is the best form of defense. Attack. Are you following what I'm saying? Believers, are you following me now? Oh, we are newly married. Oh, life is a beautiful one. Pray, oh, pray. Hey, I've seen things. Oh, I went to minister in the church. As I began to teach in the church, are you following me now? Started teaching. It was a 3 days meeting. The first day I was teaching. I've not taught for up to 15 minutes. Pastor's wife got up, was running towards where I was on the altar. As she got to where I was, she flew her head into the glass altar and broke it. And was manifesting that you could tell there's a demonic operation here. And all the girls in the choir, and I see all the girls, I mean all the girls, the pastor has 5 daughters among them, got up before my very eyes, were using their bare finger to scratch the wall open. Blood was coming out, manifesting all kinds. The largest part of the church were actually wizards, witches and wizards. The church wasn't growing. Before we finished the 3 days program in that church, they had to bring people from different, a woman brought her daughter with goiter. Was in that meeting. There was no even space to go and lay hands on, and this meeting I'm telling you is as far back as 11 years ago. The daughter was there in the crowd. Pow! Something busted open. And that was the end of the goiter. But guess what? the pastor was now, the wife and all his children are girls. Five. The wife and all of them belong to the same group. And yet he's a pastor. I went to minister, for one of our missionaries. He was doing his 70th birthday. And when I was done ministering, the Lord spoke to me, said, there are two witches here. So one of them is ready to come out now and repent. The other one wants to fight you. So I called the one that wants to come out and repent and all those things. So she came out. Both of them are the closest to the pastor. Both of them are the closest to the pastor. Do you have anything with which you take spirits? Any operation? Is there a temperature gradient in your house that if anything comes that is against that gradient, you have something that will detect it in your spirit and yet attack it before they perpetuate any evil? I went to minister in the place in Ghana. As I step in the place, I see the Lord telling me there's a strange feat here. I lay my hands on the ground. Every strange feat here, let the fire of God descend. A woman came that night. A boy was going to sleep with a married woman. As he entered and sat on his bed, she began to scream fire. And they said, they told us you were coming from Nigeria. And this. They buried a big pot in a room they thought I would stay. Pray! The dark places of this world is full of the habitations of cruelty. You're not praying, you are wearing suit and saying, suit. You're not going, yes, Shalom was suit. Pray. Are you following what I'm saying? Don't be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. If I'm going to give you a mini check and say, let God rumble out everything you have eaten and begin to vomit, it will amaze you the kind of things people will vomit in this service. Say, I just love that church. They are so touche. Touchiness won't do it. The power of God must be there. Are you following what I'm saying here? Can I lead you to pray? Are you sure? Are you sure you're not going to pray like today is Sunday? Are you ready to dig it in prayer? Lift your head and say, Father! Come on, you are not saying anywhere. Say, Father! Today, I come against all forces, all manipulations against my destiny. By your oppressions, we subdue them. Now! Pray loud and clear. In Jesus' name we are praying. Three prayer points quickly. That's the first one. Number two. Say, Father. Come on, say loud and clear. Anyone who loves me but hates my glory, separate us now by your fire. Decree and declare. Decree. Eyeke bokobai. Astuka peneti. Estiblika. Esteblekete. Ribipakabalai. Engenomokom ropokoi. In Jesus' name we are praying. Lift your voice. Say, Father, every junction that the devil is waiting for me, every junction that manipulations from the pit of hell is waiting for me, go ahead of me and scatter them now. Decree and declare. Sekele bropokobai. Endekete. Ezimba kayente. Bribibibakabakai.
Baramiro. Meja meja o, mama jen baba no adura o. Boromiro, meja meja o, mama jen baba no adura o. Oba tumbe kun ala dura motide. Oba tumbe kun ala dura motide o. Boromiro, meja meja o, mama jen baba no adura o.
In Jesus' name we are praying. Any power, and I've said because it is sweet now, it will not be sweet forever. I stand as a prophet, called and ordained of the Lord. We subject them to judgment. Say that amen loud and clear. As many as are waiting for you to return with shame, to return with reproach,
they will wait in vain. I cover you and yours with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue lifted against you in judgment shall be condemned. From today, the Bible said, though the enemy rise as a flood, the Lord will raise a standard against them. For surely there is no divination against Israel, neither is there encampment against Jacob. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. We come in that name of Jehovah, and I decree every manipulation against your destiny, they are judged now. You will not be a victim of casualty. You will not be a victim of wickedness. You will not be a victim of manipulation. You stand tall. You break through. In the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that automates patterns. Whatever it is that automates patterns from generations to generations. Some rises, but they crumble. In your life, they will not succeed. You will not make the mistakes of your fathers. Where they fail, you stand. You will not crumble. Your life will be sweet. In the name of Jesus, it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big, big hand. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Have you been blessed this morning? Glory to Jesus. Attacks like these are the best form of defense. You man the post by watching in the place of prayer. Are you feeling what I'm saying here? Don't be ignorant. While men slept, the enemy came. Sleep invites him. And so tears amongst wheat. Every prayer, every prophecy over your life, none will fall to the ground. It is done. Give the Lord a big hand. Glory.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.